Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, we're Carlene and Jill, hosts of Breaking Beauty Podcast, the show all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty.
On our show, you're going to find hella inspiring guests like Emily Weiss of Glossier,
and you'll get beauty tips galore from the top pros in the industry, like Kim Kardashian's makeup guru, and you'll hear skincare secrets from the likes of Dr. Pimple Popper.
Plus, you'll get shopping help with our Damn Goods episodes, where we review the latest products hitting store shelves to let you know what's actually worth your money.
Listen every Wednesday to Breaking Beauty Podcast.
Welcome to Real Pod. It's your host, Victoria Garrick Brown, and this is the podcast where we hold nothing back.
Oh, so we're getting deep, huh?
I really cried for 12 days straight.
Why do I want to be perfect? There's nothing in my life that is perfect.
Every week, I'll bring you honest, unfiltered, and eye-opening conversations to help uncover the real in all of us.
I crave the type of content that you're talking about.
I actually felt insecure.
Oh my God, am I going to cry?
Let me just unload everything.
New episodes every Wednesday. Leave those filters at the door because it's time to get real. All right. Welcome, Nat Obbs, back to Real Pod for our annual. I think this is year three.
Wow.
Our third annual.
I'm so excited.
Is that right? Annuals once a year, right? So it's our third annual.
I was saying to my roommate, I'm like, yeah, I'm doing my annual Real Pod recording. You're like, what? I'm like, our annual recap of the year. Did you not tune in the last two?
Wait, Nat, I honestly need to have you back on individual. Like, I haven't had you on interviewing you in a while.
Oh, my email's open, Vic. Patiently waiting.
Okay, perfect. Well, yay. Thank you guys for agreeing to do this again. I basically forced them and then they like find time. But it's so fun. I feel like it's fun to recap, you know, how the year went and then set our goals. First, we could maybe just check in. How are you both doing? How's your December? How's your holiday season?
I love this check-in. I'm leaving for a very long trip. And so I'm quite stressed this week. We're traveling before Christmas, after Christmas, and then New Year's is a separate trip. So I'm like, how do I fit my ski helmet with my bikini for Florida? I'm like a little stressed, but other than that, I'm great.
I'm on the exact same wavelength. I'm leaving in 3 days until the new year. And I'm like, hence, if this is video recording, like that is the state of the room right now. Like my New Year's pants are hanging after I hand washed the glitter off of them.
Did you do a little DIY project?
They were just kind of like anywhere they went, they were spreading glitter like a little fairy. So I had to just do a quick wash just to get the residual off. But don't worry, they're quite sparkly.
I want New Year's pants.
I went to Target. I always got that cheap plug. Like,
I love your Target New Year's pants.
Are they Paige? She's like, no, they're Target because I just saw these Paige sparkly jeans I wanted, but I was just like, not going to buy them. It's like,
of course not. No, I'll wear once. But yes, I'm on the same page as Natalie. Like, I feel like so overwhelmed.
Vic, how are you? Big moves.
Yeah, I'm good. I feel like glad to be moved in. I'm exhausted just because the whole like Thursday and Friday I was moving, Saturday, Sunday we were moving, and then today I had like a really busy work day. So I feel like I haven't even stopped, and it's coming to haunt me through my right eye that like won't stop twitching. And you probably can't see it, but I feel it. And I Googled like, what does it mean to have an eye twitch? And it said like, oh, fatigued or exhaustion, but should go away in 24 hours. I'm like, should I be concerned? It's been 4 days.
4 days?
Stop.
Yes.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Me, what, is there an ophthalmologist listening?
Me with a Google search and a symptom that I'm experiencing at any given point of day is just like, it's horrible. I'm like, well, it was nice knowing everyone. I'm dying within the week. So it was nice knowing you.
I hope you all have a lovely Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. I'll be in hospice. I won't make it to the new year.
Yeah.
But no. But the thing, okay, now I'm afraid. No, I'm kidding.
The thing about moving is like, you're like, oh, I'll just pack it all up in a few hours, get it in the truck, we'll get it on over there and unpack it. All in a day's work.
Why is it so hard?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Six weeks later, you're still undoing boxes.
I know.
Aubrey's still figuring out what dining room chair she wants for her apartment that she purchased 3 years ago.
Wait, you guys, she's not exaggerating. I just got dining room chairs like 2 weeks ago. I moved in 2 years ago.
But you know what's frustrating though is that like you have to find, everything has to go. So it's like you got to order the coffee table. That takes 4 months to deliver. Then you got to like the couch. And then it's like, it takes a while, but I feel like I'm going to give up on our living room because I just want it to be perfect. So I'm going to try to hire like a friend of a friend interior designer to do the living room. But the other rooms I feel really good about. They're easy.
Good.
But and then I'm going to see OBS this weekend. We're going on a ski trip.
I know. We're going on the same trip in 4 days.
Let's dive into reflecting on last year's episode. I did go back and gather, you know, our notes. So who wants to be my first victim?
Me.
Okay. Aubrey, you want your work or your personal from last year?
Go work first.
Okay. Your work goal for 2023 was shift out of the bottom of the ranks mindset, take more agency for what you have to offer in your job and do that without feeling the need to report to someone.
Oh my God. Wait, I didn't even know that was my goal, but like, I guess I went into the year with that mindset, but I changed jobs in May because I just felt like I had no agency and I feel so in charge of my own self and my own schedule. And I achieved that goal.
Aubrey's like, wait,
yes, go.
Wait, that's the goal? I passed that with flying colors.
I didn't even meet to you guys. I'm like red.
Oh my gosh. I did that goal so well. Okay. What's next?
Okay. Ready for personal?
Yeah.
Personal, to be more present wherever you are, travels often, and that was making her feel scattered.
Yeah. I have goals surrounding that for this year. That checks out. I feel like I was present where I was though. So
you did a lot of presents. We did a lot of presents on a new earth, people. Go listen to So Much to Say.
Yeah, we did a whole podcast on presents. I feel like that should count.
Still haven't read, but really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
In the new year. Two of my best friends reading a book. I'm like, ah, I'm out. Can't pencil that one in. Oh. Thank you guys, though.
It was really good, though.
Natalie's goal this year is to read a book. Just any
one.
Book.
One.
Okay, that is actually part of my goals. But Nat, it's okay. So Much to Say will be there. It's timeless whenever you want it. Shifting gears to Nat, speaking of that. So your personal goal, what, or do you want work or personal first?
Just hit me with personal.
I'm like, do you want bad news or good news? Okay. Your personal goal was to work out more consistently, find out what foods fuel you best to feel good and energized.
Okay. I definitely feel that way. I do Pilates. I was looking at what I wrote down, like 10,000 steps a day for 5 times a week, Pilates or a similar workout 3 times a week. And I do that now. I'm a big Pilates girl. I have like workout classes that I like. I wake up earlier. Like I feel like I have a very good routine compared to last year.
Yeah, I think that's so true. I feel like did you have the old apartment last year too?
Yeah, I moved. I think we recorded in this apartment, but it was like right when I moved. And so I've been here a year. It's like such a nice space. I feel Vic and I have had a lot of conversations about just like new lease with a new place. And I think it's a great time to move.
And I feel like you really have. You wake up so early and you do your whole morning routine and you do your movement. You really are one of those, like, people see the TikToks, but you actually like have actually done it for so many months now. I'm impressed.
I know. What? Me? Early morning girl? Yeah. It's crazy.
Your work goal was corporate Natalie events, inspired by Real Pod Live show, want to have more fun being on stage.
Ah, shoot. Missed that one. Great year overall for the brand, but definitely didn't have an event. No, it's weird. I mean, so much comes up with this job. I started speaking more, so I've been technically on stage a lot more, but like, it just, you go to a speaking engagement one or two a week. It's so draining. You're traveling across the country. It's like, it fell by the wayside. Wasn't able to do the event. Hopefully next year.
But I feel like you did, by being on stage at those events, and like, you did a few more like brand campaigns, like not just you doing a deliverable at home, but like getting flown out and like filming on a set. I would say like this came to fruition, but not in the specific event you like when you thought of it, you know?
Yeah. And I think a lot of different things happened. And it's like, you'll get a brand deal or some opportunity and it's so new and so exciting and just, it could never come again. So it's like, you know, it's interesting. Like, yeah, those in-person production shoot days have been awesome, but we'll get an event. We'll get an event to happen. I went to your guys' event for So Much to Say.
That was insane.
That was we never sold been out so that lawn in San Fran.
Thank you to all 12 of you who showed up.
No,
each
but seriously,
and every one of you.
Yeah, what? Should we name them by name?
No, but that was very special, and I still have my Ecky bracelet.
I literally wear my Ecky bracelet every day.
That was a meaningful. It's not about the quantity, it's about the quality, okay?
I completely agree.
Okay, mine were for work, to level up and break through to something new, and I feel like I did that. I signed with UTA, and I feel like it's just been an amazing year, and I really do feel like I broke through to a new level, because that'll relate to my goal that I'll share for work in 24. And then my personal was cultivate more happy, have an abundance mindset. Now is the time to be alive.
Oh, cute.
I'm not sure if I was able to do that. I don't know. I feel like with the book, A New Earth and whatnot, and all that work and just situations in life, I think I've worked on that, but I wouldn't say I'm happy 24/7. I don't think anybody is.
I don't think that needs to be the goal, though. Like, I feel like just observing you, like you've let go of so much and allowed happiness to flow through instead.
Oh, thanks. And I want to keep doing that in this coming year. I want to let go of everything. I want to hold on to nothing.
I want to put her down.
I want to put her down.
I text you. You're like, whose number is this? I don't. What?
No.
One of your bridesmaids?
No, I'm not going to let go of you both. Today's episode is sponsored by Element, and I'm so glad that it is, because I would like to take credit for getting both Obs and Nat hooked on Element, because it is just so good. It's a tasty electrolyte drink mix, and it helps you stay hydrated without any of like the dodgy ingredients that you find in popular electrolyte or sports drinks. I don't know about you, but sometimes I would reach for those, but then I'd have like more of a headache. But you do not have to worry about that with Element. Each stick pack of Element delivers a meaningful dose of electrolytes, free of the artificial colors, the dodgy ingredients, lots and lots of sugar. And Element is a great way to replenish electrolytes. An electrolyte deficiency or imbalance can cause headaches, cramps, fatigue, brain fog, and weakness. Whether I've been working out a lot that week, I've had a really long day, I've been driving, I've been walking, I've been talking, and I've been exerting a lot of energy, or I'm traveling and I'm jet lagged, the number one thing I will reach for is Element. I literally drank one yesterday, and I bring the travel packs with me on vacation, especially right now traveling for the holidays. I seriously can't say enough about Element. Please try it. It's so great. If you're interested, go to drinkelement.com/realpod to receive a free Element sample pack with any order when you purchase through our special RealPod URL. That's drinkelement, drinkelement.com/realpod to receive a free Element sample pack. So you're going to get to try all 8 flavors, and look out for the raspberry. Go to drinkelement.com/realpod to receive a free Element sample pack with any order you make when you purchase through our special RealPod URL.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Look, I totally get it. Holiday shopping can totally add up, especially when you want to get someone a really cute, luxurious piece of clothing or an outfit or a cute set or a dress or a jacket. Natalie and I actually always give clothes to each other. But that is why I love shopping at Quince, because Quince has luxury essentials at affordable prices for everyone on my list, including myself. Quince offers a range of high-quality items with prices within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, cotton sweaters, and comfy pants. And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. You can feel it. I have this adorable linen set from Quince. It's short sleeve. It's perfect for travel. You've probably seen me traveling it this fall. And you can go shop that. Just search their linen sets. Now get affordable luxury for everyone on your list with Quince. Go to quince.com/realpod for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. I mean, wow, I love that. They have so much confidence. So that's quince.com/realpod, quince.com/realpod to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/realpod.
Okay, yay. So now we can share our work and personal goals for 2024. Who would like to begin?
Now I'm afraid because now we have a paper trail. And now I seem like a failure. And I don't like that. So I'm going to like...
You're not a failure. You did one of them and exceeded it.
Vic, can you go first?
All right, guys, I'll go first.
Thank you.
I, of course, have mine all written down and ready.
I have to think.
But you know what the lame part is about going first is like, you know, in any group setting when like everyone goes around and shares something, like once you're done, you're like, okay, I'm ready for the next thing. Versus when you're waiting and anticipating yours, you're not even listening because you're thinking about your own.
Totally. I'm not. I'm completely tuning out. So go ahead and share. I'm not listening.
Okay. So my work goal is to be more on top of my business and less in like the wave or the current of the industry. And I feel like I leveled up to a point now where fortunately I feel empowered to delegate things, to say no to things. So I think in 2024, I really want to focus on like building out the aspects of my business that I want, not because they're on like someone else's terms. And I'm really excited because I'm already starting to do that. And I have something really exciting launching the very first full week of January. So everyone stay tuned for that. But I am just pumped because I feel like I'm literally week one doing what I'm hoping to keep doing for 24. So I guess I would just say that's being on top of my business and building out my business. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you're so in the process. Yeah. You're very in the weeds for like a business owner, I think. And I mean, only point of comparison is myself, as we do a very similar thing. We have teams, whatever, but you're very in the weeds. And I think it'll be good that now you can like head up and think about like, what do you want to do looking ahead?
Yeah. And I like being in the weeds in things that like I want to be in the weeds in, but I feel like I'm in the weeds of all this chaotic stuff I don't want to do. So yeah, that. And then personal,
which I think relates to your personal, maybe.
Personal is twofold. So first, I want to be more like chill girl. And I'm going to make up solo episode on this for anyone listening. And
it's just the way that I think about like not getting involved in other people's shit, not going to save and fight for other people. I know that sounds bad, but like, I'm just tired of it. I just want to do my thing. And unless someone literally knocks on my door and says, can you help me with this? I'm not going to chime in and try to help someone. I just have this like autopilot of how do I fix and save everyone else's lives. And I just need to stop doing that. So I'm trying to sit back and relax. And if someone is playing in fire, I'm just going to let them burn.
Good, good. Major bystander energy. I love it.
Yes, I want to be bystander energy. I love that. That's better than chill girl.
I don't want to be an active bystander. I want to be a passive bystander. I like that. I like that.
Be something, say nothing.
Yes.
It's just like the not my circus, not my monkeys thing on TikTok, like fully. And I need to adopt that more. I think everything is my fucking monkey and it's not.
Can you give any examples, like a funny example for the listeners of?
Yes, I can give an example. I mean, in situations where like someone's like, oh, this person's really getting on my nerves. And I call up that person like, hey, I want you to know that you're getting on Sarah's nerves. And I think that the thing you should do is blah, 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 blah. That's like an example. Like I insert myself and I try to fix for other people when it's not my problem. And Sarah can go have that conversation with the person and I don't have to be involved.
Totally. I'm incapable of doing that.
Like, I'm the exact opposite.
Like I am just...
Leave me out of my own problems. I don't even want to be involved in those. So... Like if you want to intercept and just kind of take my place when something's going on,
no, that's what I'm
picture.
Trying.
I picture Aubrey as a bride, and weirdly, when I picture it, Vix in the white dress. So I think
no, that would not happen. That's probably a misconception about me. I know that I will thrive being the support for my best friends more than I would enjoy being the bride myself. I swear, I know people look at me like that's so not true, but I love that shit. I don't know.
I know you love that shit. Yeah.
So no, anyways, so then, and then another personal is just actually making the self-helpy changes. Like everyone's like, don't use your phone at night in the morning, wake up and meditate, journal, ice bath. And like, I do those things here and there and I'll get on my groove and then I'll stop. But I really want this year to really be the year I at least make like three really big changes. And the first one I'm working on, because baby steps, is just my phone. So I don't have a phone charger in my bedroom and I'm not going to be on it at night or in the morning when I wake up.
That's like so admirable.
Amazing. Like, I started this year with that and quickly the phone became attached to me again. It's like a parasite that latches on.
We'll see. I think I regressed and I ended up with a TV in my bedroom, which I've never had before.
So. I regressed so hard.
Well, I'll keep you guys posted. I really want to do it. I feel like this is the time where like I set it and I think the athlete in me is coming in where like if I'm holding a plank and I'm like, I will hold it, like I will. Yeah. And I really feel like this time I've like scared myself. I'm not going to break my word in a weird way.
Will you tell us if there's any noticeable changes?
I will. Well, it was so last night was night one and Max is on his phone watching TikToks, doing things. And I'm literally laying there like, this is so annoying. And I just.
Oh, so it's not a group effort.
Unfortunately, no. I try it to be, but I can't force. I feel bad forcing someone else to do my goals. You know, like, isn't that annoying?
Oh, I love putting my goals on others. Yeah.
Oh, if it was my idea, it's Woods too. This is a group activity.
I mean,
but what, you're sitting on your phone? That's against our phone policy. Well, our in-bed phone policy.
Well, now that Max has his own office, I could say you can sit in your office and play on your phone. And then when you come into bed, no phone. But I don't want to be
just
that
way. Make
wife.
Up rules as you go along. Really? Wood literally calls me the rule master. I just like impose rules whenever I want.
Banish Max to his small office. That's perfect. Right as he wants to get comfortable for bed.
That's the thing though, is that I feel bad. Like I spend all day on my phone and it's not, I don't need to be on it at night, but the poor guy comes home from work. He wants to scroll TikToks and like unplug. Like I don't want to take that from him.
It's really nice of you. I think that's reasonable.
Okay.
Because all I want to do when I get home is scroll on TikTok.
Well, everyone, those are mine. So that's the end of the pod. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, literally, I'm done. Bye. Vic, okay, I love
those. Who's
those
going next?
I'll go next. Let's see. I think for work, I just got a new job. Like, I think I'm heading in the right direction that I want to be, but I'm an impatient person and I'm very results driven. And I talked about this on So Much to Say, but I'd really like to learn to enjoy the journey rather than just have it be a means to the end. And I think that comes with being present. So I think I'll switch my presence goal in my social life to move it to work.
I love that.
Because I think you just enjoy it more mm-hmm. when you're not wishing for the next thing as soon yeah. as one thing closes.
Vic and I talked about this as like, we don't really have like performance reviews. And so we were saying like how important it is for us to be like, okay, like that was awesome that we just did that event. That was so cool. Let's celebrate it and then move on. Like, I feel like presence is so important just with anything you do, whether you're listening and you're a content creator, you're in your first job and you're grinding and you're miserable, like whatever stage you are.
I'm the same though. I don't have performance reviews. So like,
yeah, there's
no way to, and we don't get promotions in commercial real estate. Like, it's just like, you just do your job until you retire. Like, that's what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's so interesting. You're just building your own book of business and kind of like, yeah. Wow.
I like those. And then celebrating
personal
wins.
Life, I would like to be intentional with my yeses this year. I think that I am am a yes man.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten to the point where I no longer have fun saying yes. Like, there was a point where I wasn't home any weekend for like 3.5 months. And it was like, because I want to be at all these things, but I never would show up as my best self. I was never excited on the plane going there. Like, everything was just overwhelming and a hassle. So I want to be intentional saying yes to things.
I love that. And you just did that. There was something that happened and Aubrey said no. And I'm so proud of you for that, because you do go to everything. You don't want to let any friends down. You never want to miss a party, in like the sense of like being there for others, but then you're not, you have nothing in your tank.
Yeah. And it's like, you, why say yes to something when you're going to show up 50% full? Like, they don't want you there 50% full. That's kind of like a life suck.
That's such a real thing with like wedding season. I think wood is in it. And I think we're a little bit below it. Like, just, we're a little young for that. But yeah, that's such a hard like wedding every single weekend. I can't imagine.
Oh yeah. It's different when it's your friends, but, and like, I want to go to be there with him, but like when it's wedding 8 and you're like, I can't go to an engagement party. I was already at the engagement. Like,
oh my God. You're on the plane. You're like, who is the bride again?
Yeah, no. There's going to be 6 more events leading up to the wedding. So I was just like, I'm going to hang back on this one.
Yeah. Then you'll get to go to all the baby showers.
No one missed me except for Wood, hopefully.
Today's episode is, of course, sponsored by my favorite, AG1. I'm literally drinking my AG1 while I record these ad reads because I'm doing this in the morning. And what do I do every single morning without fail? I drink my AG1. I've been drinking AG1 for years and I drink it daily because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. And if you're in my VGB VIP group chat on Instagram, you would know that Aubrey's also obsessed with AG1. So much so that we were talking about it in the chat, like completely unsponsored. And someone who works at AG1 saw it and sent Aubrey and Wood 10 packs of AG1. And then Aubrey's in a picture. The whole thing was just so awesome. And honestly, that's why I also love AG1. Just great people work there. But AG1 is without a doubt the supplement that I trust to provide the support my body needs daily. And that's why they've been a partner of mine for so long. I completely replaced my multivitamin with AG1, and I recommend it to all my friends and family without fail. Most of them see me drinking it, and then that's how the conversation starts. And then I like force it upon them, but then they're so excited and they never look back. So if you want to try AG1, and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase, just go to drinkag1.com/realpod. That's drinkag1.com/realpod. Check it out. DM me. Let me know what you think. You're going to love it. So head to drinkag1.com/realpod. Today's episode is also sponsored by Green Chef, which is a CCOF certified meal kit company. You've probably heard of them. Hopefully you love them. Aubrey and Wood are religious Green Chef meal cookers. Max and I have recently gotten on the trend, and it's just so nice because when you want to cook more and you want to try new recipes and you want to expand your palate and you also want to cut down on having to go to the store and spend time doing that, Green Chef is seriously the perfect option. Green Chef delivers everything you need to nourish your body with chef-crafted recipes packed with ingredients that support your lifestyle no matter what and taste great too.
Not to mention, they have tons of different recipes, whether it's a yummy taco dish, lasagna, pasta. They have vegan options, which is fun because I've been trying to go a little less meat heavy on my dishes. And they are sustainable. So with Green Chef, you're reducing your food waste by up to 23% versus grocery shopping. And I think that's so important to note because sometimes when you're ordering things and packages, you feel like you're being wasteful, but they actually offset 100% of their delivery emissions, as well as 100% of the plastic in every box. So once again, with Green Chef, you're reducing your food waste by up to 23% versus grocery shopping. So go to greenchef.com/60realpod and use code 60realpod to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Go to greenchef.com/60realpod and use code 60realpod to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months.
Okay, I love all those. I'll go ahead with a work goal and I know I'm being tracked here, so I hope it works, but I know that this one's happening.
This is your performance review.
This is my performance review. I am starting a podcast. Everyone, check it out.
No,
it's called Demoted.
Way.
Yes. The podcast is called Demoted. It will be available in early January. I won't set a date because I'm certain we'll miss it, but we've already started recording. It's with Corporate Bro, if you follow Ross Pomeranz.
Are we getting the exclusive announcement right now?
We are getting an exclusive.
The exclusive Corporate Natalie's going to have a podcast.
I haven't really told anyone. I'm so excited because I was fearful like when we would start recording, like what if the flow is off, whatever, but it's been great. And I'm so excited to share it with everyone. And yeah, so podcast, that'll be kind of a new pillar that I'm starting in the new year. So can't wait for that. If that doesn't happen somehow, holy mother, that's something really bad happened. We had a huge falling out. So let's hope that we get a couple eps out. And then personal, I tried to do sober January last year. And I can't remember if I think I did like sober 2.5 weeks. I've been like pretty much sober for like a month, which is just like crazy and not core to my identity as a person at all. I'm very like social partier person. And I think I just like hit a point where I'm like, I want to better my relationship with alcohol. Yeah. So I just haven't been drinking and I just feel great. I feel like I'm so much more productive. Just like, I don't need to drink in the holidays with my family. Like I'm with the people I love, whatever. So trying to carry that into next year is my goal in some way, not necessarily full sober, but just a better relationship with the old booze.
Yeah. I think that's amazing and like so relatable. Like I feel like if you look at us a year ago, me and Natalie specifically, Victoria has always been in a good place with her relationship with partying. But like literally a year ago, like, I don't know if it's literally you just hit that 25 to 26 year switch, but like, I can't do it like I used to. And I don't want to at all.
It's not like fun anymore. Like, yeah, no. It's just gotten to a point where
it's not cute.
It's not cute. It's not fun. It's just like, it's not worth it.
Wild how you get to an age where it isn't cute. You're not like the young one who's letting loose. It's like you have responsibilities. You're an adult. Like
I'm an adult, like falling off a boat. Like what's happening, Natalie? Rein it in. You're 27.
Also crazy. Like this is CorpNat content. Like at our holiday party, I was like actively bullied for going home at midnight. And it's like, hey guys, why are you out till 3 a.m. together? Like
totally.
Do we need that? Do we need to do that? We have work tomorrow. It's a Wednesday.
Literally, the budget only covered us for Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. So we'll see how that manifests. I feel like setting hard barriers, like I'm going to be sober for a year is like not realistic. I have friends' weddings. I have stuff. But like, I think I have a lot of friends who are sober curious. And so I want to try to find that line.
I'm definitely sober curious.
Opry, please.
I am. I don't drink on school nights.
Do you think there's also like types of alcohol? Like I will love like a glass of rosé or like Chardonnay at a dinner on a Friday, but I don't need like three cocktails that are like mojitos or like on the cocktail list. Like I think also drinking wine, like
Vic, name three cocktails. Give it a shot.
Wait, I'm the opposite. I won't drink wine. Wait. Wine gets me loose. I don't drink wine.
Vic's like trying to weigh in. She's like, I've had a great relationship with alcohol my whole life. It's like, I don't necessarily need a mojito, you know?
Like, the way that saying? You can't get a mojito at a normal bar. Okay, wait. I can name three. Is a Cosmo a cocktail?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, a martini.
At a girl.
Yes. And what's the one that, oh, a Moscow Mule.
Vic's like the girl. That's great, Vic. You got three. You're like the girl who will like, will roll up to a dive bar and Vic's like, do you have a sex on the beach? Like some extremely specialty craft cocktail. We're like, they're kind of only beer and vodka sodas here. So just grab something you like.
Oh my God. When they're not making like cocktails and it's just like a two word. Vodka sodas? Like, yes. That to me is like my nightmare. I hate that.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you know what I did this year? But it's literally going to sound comical that I had never thought of this before. But what introduced me to having a cocktail and then just drinking beer the rest of the night. So you don't end up.
Totally.
Very silly.
So great. So great.
I thought I literally cured cancer. I was like, you guys, have you ever tried drinking beer?
Guys, switch to beer after one cocktail.
It's incredible. It's incredible. I actually enjoy the entire night.
I know. Crazy.
I remember that time I've never drinking a beer in my life.
Rick's like, yes, a beer.
I have actually never had a full beer. I've only sipped some of them.
Some of them.
And my favorites are Natty Light.
Oh, Vic, but we have a favorite.
Vic's infamous line is, I just love a glass of rosé.
Yeah.
But you know what I do be hitting? A gummy.
You do be hitting a gummy.
No shame in the gummy game.
Thank you for sharing that, Nat. Aubrey, thank you for standing in solidarity. And I just tried to be a part of it because I had FOMO.
Vic, thank you for listening. I know that was too removed from you sharing your goals. So it must have been hard towards the end there. So I appreciate it.
It was. Before we go, I do think it will be fun to share one fun memory from 2023 before we just give it a sweet kiss goodbye. Does anything come to mind?
I love that. Yes, I have a fun memory. And if anyone's listening who's affiliated with this organization in any way, let us know. Vic and I did receive an invite to the Golden Globes this year. And we did attend.
Was that this past year?
That was this year. It was in like February. Yes. Or I think it's coming up. Yeah. I don't know. January.
It's coming up. Hit us up. GG.
So it's weird we haven't received our formal invitations for this year's Golden Globes, probably because we didn't, you know, show our best selves. No, but that was so fun. That was such a fun memory. I cannot believe we were there in the room with those people, like in Austin Butler walking by, Jennifer Coolidge, like, hi. Like that access is unbelievable.
Yeah, that was insane. Wow, I didn't realize that was 2023.
We stayed at that hotel.
I booked Natalie and I at a hotel that had dried blood on the floor.
I don't think I'm a bougie bitch by any means. I don't. But when we have to get into our Uber X on the way to the Golden Globes from a hotel with a stain of blood, it felt wrong. We're in these gowns. We're like, oh, well, as long as the gown doesn't touch the blood stain, we'll be fine, right?
I know. That was a bummer. I wouldn't do that to us again.
But guys, if we do it again, trust me, we're gonna come out better than ever. We'll be in that black car. We'll be there.
Victoria, what's yours?
I have the worst memory. Like, I literally can only recount the last 5 weeks of my life.
No, it's so bad. I just did the friend who can't remember anything.
Wait, oh, so relatable.
I need to see that video. Nat. I need to see that.
Vic, it's fully you. It's like, wait, where was your bachelorette?
No, you guys, so I literally have such a bad memory. It's kind of like sad, but I mean, there's so many fun memories of 2023. I would have to say my brother getting engaged was pretty special. That was really fun. Yes. We surprised him from the airport at their trip home, and him and I had lots of bonding, helping with the ring process. That was just fun. I was just so happy for him. That comes to mind.
Eras, Vic?
Oh,
oh yeah.
Only
yeah,
the biggest moment of your life.
I know. See, why did I forget like Eras was this year? You know what? Every day is Eras for me. That's why, you know, I don't even feel the need to single it out because there's not a day that goes by I don't think and celebrate Taylor Allison Swift.
Love that.
That's true. That's fair.
Aubrey, how about you?
And not me scrolling through my Instagram to jog my memory of like what I did. I feel like I did so much fun stuff this year.
How about
but
getting
like,
a boyfriend?
Wait, I was going to say that I think the memory that stands out to me is driving in the U-Haul with Wood up to San Francisco and being like, get your ass up here.
I done love with planes. That.
Oh, that's so cute.
Thanks, guys.
I thought when you were going to say your goals for the year, it was going to say get engaged.
Well, that's not really up to me, is it?
Audrey's like, well, yeah, I just have to say when, and that'll happen.
You guys say that a little louder. He's making dinner right now. I think he can hear you.
Oh, because you want the engagement soon. It's like, oh. Do you really? Oh my God.
I don't know. You got.
Oh my God.
We cut this part. I can't have this in here.
We're not cutting it. This is what the people want.
Cut it out.
We're not cutting it. This but is I one do of feel
like I do feel like 2024 will be a big year.
Oh my God.
This is like Natalie dropping her podcast.
Way better than podcast. Holy shit.
Well, I'm like, Nat, your memory of the Golden Globes was nice. Mine was in a U-Haul. So
yeah, so kind of different.
That's amazing. We'll have to, I can't wait to recap next year. I'm already excited for this episode in 2024.
We'll see.
If there's
we'll
not a,
we'll
bit,
play it by ear, guys.
A big fat ring on that finger I'm this time present. Next year.
Was he going to listen to this? Like, you guys are being crazy.
That's hilarious. Well, it's at the very end of the episode. So the good thing is when everyone teetered off at our weird drinking bit, they won't hear
great.
It.
Great. The real ones heard it here first.
No one's here. No one's here. We're safe. It's just us three.
Oh, well, I love you guys so much. Thank you for coming on Real Pod for the third year in a row. You're the best. And I'm so lucky to have you guys. And we're going to have so many fun memories. We have our Miami trip, all of us with Marine. And just
oh my God,
so
yes.
much coming up in the year, the new year together. So I can't wait.
Can't wait. Love you both.
I love you guys.
Love you. Come visit me soon at the new place.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Real Pod. If this hit home or helped you in some way, send it to a friend, a teammate, roomie. Share the love, share the realness. New episodes of Real Pod come out every single Wednesday. So make sure you are subscribed to this podcast so you never miss an episode. To leave a rating or a review of the show, head to iTunes and let me know what you think. I love hearing from you. Not to mention, you can stay connected with Real Pod throughout the week, seeing behind the scenes info and sneak previews of upcoming guests by following the @RealPod account on Instagram. All information about today's show and guests will be linked in the description of this episode. Thanks again for listening. I love you guys so, so much. Let's go dominate the day. And as always, keep it real.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.